I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Tuesday, August 3rd, 2010. There are a few things you always make sure you have when you leave the house. Keys, wallet, phone. What if you could skip the wallet? Sounds futuristic, but it may be fast approaching. Wireless carriers AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile are reportedly about to start testing a technology known as near-field communications, or contactless payment. Everything you would need to buy stuff would be on your phone. Mark Reisman, Associate Professor of Economics at Boston University, how would that work?
You'd be in line at the grocery store. You would walk up, and instead of pulling out your wallet or your credit card, you would take out your phone. You'd hit an application for payments. You probably have a PIN or something. You would enter a PIN to activate it. Maybe you had multiple accounts set up, so you could pick on your phone whether you want to use your credit card account, your debit card account, or something else. And then you would just sort of swipe it in the air across this reader, and then the payment would go through just like any other credit card payment.
That's Mark Reisman. So does it seem like a hassle to have to dig out your phone and launch an app and then type in a code? Rachel Schneider is Innovation Director at the Center for Financial Services Innovation. She says there may be an easier way.
It's basically a little, almost smaller than your fingernail probably, sticker that has the same chip in it that a credit card that has a chip in it could have. And that's the same technology potentially that you could see being embedded in a phone.
So then the idea of being at the cash register, bringing out your phone, waking it up, putting in, you know, launching the specific app you'd have to have. So with the sticker, you just grab your phone and wave it around where you need to?
Right. You basically wave it right in front of the card reader.
Okay.
And so it's really no different than swiping a card, but instead your phone would make a connection with this device. You actually see it, that kind of technology, already in places like taxi cabs in New York City, where plenty of credit cards have a chip embedded in them. And rather than swiping your credit card in a cab, you can simply wave it in front of the card reader and it recognizes the chip on your card. So I do think it would be easier to deploy than changing the technology within phones. But ultimately, I think you'll also see phones simply have payment technologies embedded in.
That's Rachel Schneider. Now, if a phone can keep your credit card information, it should be able to keep a lot more information too, right? Again, Mark Reisman.
Your phone could sort of look at the product and check elsewhere to see, you know, where it's cheaper. And then I think there's a bigger picture of this sort of digital wallet that you could even imagine having your driver's license on your telephone or your work ID or perhaps your medical record.
So my life gets simpler as long as I never, ever, ever lose my phone ever.
Losing your phone might sound pretty awful in this world, but, you know,
yeah.
Certainly they've thought of that to some extent. And, you know, it'd certainly be able to shut down the phone remotely, you know, for these features.
So I get convenience. I get everything stored on the phone. What do I give up then? I give up a little bit of privacy, right?
Part of the reason the banks are so interested in this is that it's actually supposed to be more secure because there'll be these PINs and they'll be able to shut it down remotely and that sort of thing. It'd actually be more secure than the current system where people are kind of buying things, you know, through their computer or buying things out of their different cards and cash.
Stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Starting in October, the United Arab Emirates will block data services for BlackBerry users. The issue? Too much privacy. The government says the data's encryption makes it too difficult for authorities to monitor. And the Nielsen Company has new information on what people are doing online. Turns out they're goofing off, lollygagging, dilly-dallying. A third of our time online is now spent on social media and video games. That's up from a quarter of our time a year ago. Producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello.
Hi, John. Spam and computer viruses need to come from somewhere, right?
I always figured they just came from the internet.
But they still need some jerk on a computer somewhere sending them out.
Yeah, I suppose.
Now you can see where these jerks are. Google's put them all on a map. You can zoom in to street level, and it's updated in real time.
I'm looking at the map here. We have it at futuretense.publicradio.org. Red dots all around the world. Every part of the world is guilty of sending spam, except Antarctica and Greenland.
Nigeria doesn't look so bad either, given all the alleged princes they have operating out of there.
Wait, are you telling me those princes have been lying? This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.